This is Primetime Sports, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, 101.9, 100.5, AM 1450, WGNSSports.com, Big G TV, streaming video, and always at the game. The game. The game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. We'll take a look back at last week's big games and get you ready for the weekend ahead. Local prep sports, MTSU, UT, and Vandy football, the Titans, and much more. Now let's join the Primetime Sports team right here on WGNS and Big G TV.
Good evening on this Thursday night. A little rainy and yucky outside. The temperature's warmer. Looks like we're going to have a warmer Christmas break here, Rod.
Yes.
Which?
No snow.
I'm okay with no snow, but, you know, people like it to be a little bit chilly around this time of year, and I get that. This is our last show of the season. We started off back in August, right before high school football kicked off, and it is now officially over, and we're going to wrap up this show this year. We're going to talk about different things tonight. We're going to start off talking about champions in a few minutes because, you know, Rod, we've been really lucky in Murphy County.
We have.
I mean, just it's unbelievable the type of advantages we have being such a large school district, sports area, right off metro of Nashville and competing like we do. We're going to talk about that tonight. Each and every week, and we appreciate them so much. Our show is brought to you by Ideas Tees. Ideas Tees is the place in Rufford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Visit them at 111 East MTCS Road, right across from the School Off Memorial. You can also shop your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider gear from Raider Tees. Tees, polos, hats, and more at their showroom on East MTCS Road. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop by and see how they can help promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Learn more at ideastees.com.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
In Rutherford County, we need a sheriff who leads from the front, not from behind a desk. That's Kenneth Barrett, out on calls, side by side with deputies, tackling the tough stuff every shift. He's the working man's leader, supervising with sharp eyes, serving with steady hands, keeping our families safe. Born here, raised here, he's ready to protect here.
I'm Kenneth Barrett, running for Rutherford County Sheriff, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Paid for by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Treasurer Jam Stewart.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Auctions are easy, fast, and profitable.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. Parks Auction helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit ParksAuction.com.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Clark's Auction Company, committed to auction excellence.
Told it to you, 27.5.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Ron Reeves. Give me a call at 615-873-1700 and let me show you, with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Emerson Williams. Let's work together to come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Call me at 615-459-2683.
At Doctor Automotive in Smyrna, we're committed to providing local car owners with top-notch auto repair services. Let's hear what some customers have to say about Doctor Automotive.
I just really appreciate Danny and his whole team. I always feel like I'm going to get great service and the right outcome.
You just don't find any better people.
He's always been very good.
We've got the cure for your car. Doctor Automotive, keeping your car running smoothly, mile after mile. Visit our website, SmyrnaAutoRepair.com.
Hey, all you last-minute shoppers out there. This Christmas, give her something that stops your heart and starts it again from J. Mullins Jewelry. breathtaking diamonds, custom pieces, and even redesign or repair. At J. Mullins Jewelry, we've been making Murfreesboro sparkle since 1938. Now located at 1640 Memorial Boulevard behind McAllister's, brand new location. So stop in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry, let's make this her brightest Christmas ever. New location, 1640 Memorial Boulevard.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
All right, we're back. Rod and I were talking during the break, you know, thinking about who we had and what teams made it. A lot of individuals went very far, but Rod, these teams and these individuals didn't start in August.
No. It's been started when school was out, actually in the spring of last year.
Right. When you think about spring football and then the way athletics is now as far as training, and they've got school trainers, they've got personal trainers. We were trying to figure out who started first. I can't remember. We talked about, you know, with football, because football starts early, right after dead period, but everybody starts after dead period now.
Right. That's true. And I think our golf was probably our first championship, wasn't it?
Golf, and then we talked about, you know, football, soccer, cross country, all big fall sports. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned golf, and of course, we had a lot of kids go to the state tournament. We almost had a state champion.
Yes, we had a Central Magnet got second, and second year in a row
second
that they
year
were tied for first at the end of the full regular play, and then they went into an overtime one round, ended up getting second both times this year and last year.
And I think that girls team, both those two really good girls, will be back next year.
Yeah, they're sisters, aren't they?
I think so they're going to try to get over the hump. Soccer had quite a few teams make the state tournament. Nobody won there. We talked about volleyball.
Yes, we had two state champions. And those are the first two on the board. We now have three after the football finish. But, I mean, the first ones to make it were in volleyball and the Division II single A, Middle Tennessee Christian State. Christian State. Middle Tennessee Christian School won the championship. And then the single A, Eagleville, won their first championship ever.
Middle Tennessee Christian went 33-3, led by the state MVP, Jada Burns. Eagleville 43-5, led by MVP Campbell Lathers. She was also named Miss Volleyball, and Freeze was named Class A Coach of the Year. So congratulations to all those ladies and those ladies' teams. Cross country, Central Magnet came runner-up.
They did.
So they almost got them a championship. And then, of course, just recently, Oakland Patriots.
Right. And then we also individually, Lake and Haley from Rockville got second in state in cross country.
Right.
And I think her sister.
Being her sister again. Talk about sisters again.
Well, I think her sister got third, and I think last year was the reverse of the two in their finishes. So quite a competition there between sisters.
Yeah.
Must be a very competitive family.
Got to be a competitive family. And hopefully they're nice to each other all the time.
Right.
Sometimes siblings are not. Staying with football, all region teams were recently announced. No surprise here. Craig Tutt, Oakland High School Region MVP. Offensive MVP was Gavin Hampton from Riverdale. Defensive MVP was Travion Jackson from Oakland. Again, no surprise, Coach of the Year. Kevin Creasy.
Kevin Creasy.
Oakland High School. On the over to Eagleville, they had the most the MVP most valuable back in 5-1A, Jonathan Jordan. And then in Division 2A, the region MVP from Middle Tennessee Christian, Ali, and I'm not going to say his name right.
Okay.
Bangura?
Yeah, and he's only a sophomore.
Only a sophomore.
Right.
He was the region MVP, so
that's Bangura or something?
Bangura.
I think so.
Bangura. That would make more sense. So, again, it's just amazing, Ron.
Yes.
The talent we have.
That's right. And like Middle Tennessee Christian School, they were a very young team. So really expect some exciting things from them next year. Of course, we always expect it from Oakland.
And PCA then, did really good, but they were an older team this year.
Right. So they're And the fact, basically, most of them have been with the team the whole time they've had the program, the 11-man football. Mm. You know, they, a lot of them were sophomores when they started, so that group is moving on, so it's going to be a challenge. But, I mean, great accomplishment. In 3 years, you make the semifinals of the state tournament.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, the question is, nobody will be surprised if Oakland reloads.
Oh, no.
The TDOS delay with the one-time transfer rule is going to make it interesting at the high school level.
Yeah, you don't ever know for sure until we start in the fall, probably.
Right.
Who's got who and who was what. But then you got Riverdale have a quarterback, Hampton. He's back. You know, he was an MVP. He was a junior this year, so he'll be back.
Got a couple of receivers that should be back.
Right.
And then, you know, Rockville with – you're very familiar with Coach Counts.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to continue to build that program out there.
Yes, it's I mean, there's a big improvement this year, and it's a process when you're trying to change a culture, and we can see that progress as it's been going along. They've been much tougher in competing, and so we'll see how they do this coming year.
And we don't want to think about forget about the Blackman Blaze.
Oh, no.
The first Class 6A team over the last decade, not named Oakland, to reach the state semifinals.
And to me, the biggie semifinals, they knock off Maryville.
Did you see their coach, they stepped down?
Yeah, he stepped down.
So
I guess that's because the Blaze were too hot.
Too hot, warm out.
Get out of there.
So I don't, Brian kind of thinks maybe Corals is back up there in that area. You know, he was at Maryville for years and then left, and now he's back going to be coaching high school.
Yeah, the Webb School in Knoxville.
And so the question is, wonder if that guy's going to move over and work with him. You know, that's an appealing thing for a coach. You know, we've both been in education. You get old enough to retire, you can take your retirement and go over to the private school area. I mean, that's, you know, I'm really surprised it took Coach Rankin so long from Riverdale going to Alcoa before he went to Boyd, you know, not to do that. A lot of people were after him, but a lot of coaches, you know, they'll go into that other side.
But it's kind of hard to give up when you keep, every year you keep winning state.
Well, it is. And of course, Alcoa won state again.
And basically, it comes down to family. I think a big thing was
it did
had a grandson.
Him.
So Boyd Buchanan's in Chattanooga, so was his grandson in Chattanooga, and that's where he ended up.
So, yeah, that's number one on his list, so I totally get it. We're going to switch gears from football, talk a little basketball. Basketball is going on. Every game has someone who provides a foundation of success. That's our Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete Solid Performer. Rod's got, on the boys' side, a couple guys he'd like to mention.
Okay, we got Chris Washington from PCA. He's probably the most sought after and most famous for his college level teams are looking at as a potential. He was already committed to Alabama, and he has decommitted. So there's a little
somebody's been in his ear or his family's ear, that's for sure.
And we know NIL can have a whole lot to do with that, you know, making those kind of changes. But so that's all up in the air now. But I just want to recognize this season in the last two games that his team has had, he had 64 points, so that's averaging 32 points a game and 54 rebounds. And that's averaging 27 rebounds a game. And you can see why he's a heavily recruited basketball player.
Absolutely. Number one prospect in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, all the schools are after him, but I did think he committed a little early. I mean, Alabama's right. A great school to go to, but he's sought after. So congratulations to him. He gets the recognition as our Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete Solid Performer, locally grown, nationally known. That is Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete. We're going to take a break, come right back, talk a little girls basketball real quick.
Since 1966, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced, professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court. Call 615-893-7930. Fans Heating and Air.
We're at Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive, talking with Anne-Marie Brents.
When people walk in and they're like, tell me what's good, I usually tell them the loaded baked potato, which is a fully loaded potato with the butter, sour cream, cheese, bacon, and chives, and then we put meat on top of it.
At Rick's, they use the largest potatoes you can find.
Every Tuesday, we run a special on the loaded potatoes. We call it Tater Tuesday, and we sell a lot of potatoes.
Barbecue, smoked chicken, ribs, they've got it all at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive, and online at ricksbbq.com.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door and hope you find the customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Las Casas Feed Supply caters to all homeowners with a quarter acre to several acres, focusing on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
And yes, you can even get milk from the MTSU dairy at Las Casas Feed Supply, the best milk in town. Las Casas Feed on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance are the leading experts in sports medicine and performance, and the team physicians for NFL, college, and high school athletes across Tennessee. TOA offers same-day appointments, walk-ins, and urgent care for acute orthopedic injuries that can't wait. TOA is proud to support Rutherford County high school athletes. Having a specialized care team you trust can make all the difference in your athletic journey. To find a TOA location near you, visit TOA.com.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
All right, we're back. We were talking boys basketball. Also, while we're talking about the boys for real quick, for a shift to the girls, Eagleville boys continue to play well. They're 9-0, the only undefeated team, boys or girls, in Rutherford County right now. We mentioned, of course, Chris Washington, PCA, playing good basketball. They've got a good team. They'll get better all year long. On the girls' side, it's time for our Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight. And looking at the girls, Eagleville girls continue to play well recently. MC Witt of Eagleville scored 17 points, had 5 rebounds recently. They did pick up a win over Riverdale a couple weeks ago, and so they're playing well, and she is our Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight. TOA, the largest and most comprehensive orthopedic surgery group in Middle Tennessee. You can find out more about TOA at toa.com. Rod and I were also talking not a lot of dominant teams in Rutherford County this year.
No, there isn't.
You know, other than, like I said, Eagleville in at their level has dominated so far, playing really good basketball.
Just don't have really good returning players that, you know, already stepped up as a junior, mm-hmm. you know, outstanding that could step forward. So we got a lot of teams building, a lot of young teams apparently. And so it's just a lot of work on the coaches getting those teams ready on their fundamentals and working together.
Well, we talked about this year, the way the district is set up, there's only 4 teams. So all 4 teams will go to the region. So the question is, as a coach, I would play a lot differently, especially this time of year, going into district play, which is getting ready to start, because I know even if I'm fourth, even going to the district tournament,
right.
I'm going to make regions. And if I play a lot of people, get them, like you said, Rod, experience, chances to play, get my young kids chance to play, time I get to district going into regionals, I probably know my top 7 or 8 players.
Right. And then also it bodes net good for next year. A lot of those that maybe aren't your final starters, but they get that experience, they get a leg ahead when they start the next year getting preparated.
And that's one of the things that's hard to do with kids. Number one, don't watch the scoreboard and don't look at the record.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it really doesn't matter. I mean, no matter what level. I mean, I remember years ago at the elementary level, when we were playing K-8 basketball, a team that didn't win a game all year long beat a team that was the number one team at the elementary level.
Yeah, that one I remember because that was the first year we won the county tournament there at Roy Walter in that year. But we ended up playing, then it was at Walter Hill that had never won a game, and they won. So I never expected to be playing them in the semifinals, but we did.
So, I mean, it happens. And it's hard on the coach, too. You know, coaches want to win. I understand that. But if I'm coaching where they're playing right now and where the district's set up, I'm just games are practices to me. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to see good basketball, there's teams playing locally that you can see this weekend. I don't have the schedule. There's over at Blackman is the Outback Shootout. So, you know, Blackman will be there. I do have information on the Riverdale Adidas Shootout starting tomorrow. Game start at 10 o'clock and go all day long till 8:30 at night when Riverdale plays Independence. Stewart's Creek, Oakland, Laverne, along with Riverdale locally are in it. But you can also see teams like Cleveland, Brentwood Academy, NBA, Innsworth, Brentwood, and Bearden. Bearden's 12-0. Some say it's the best team in the state right now.
Really? Okay.
So they're playing tomorrow at 5:30. So if you just like, come in, pay your ticket, sit and watch basketball as long as you want over at Riverdale High School. That's tomorrow and Saturday. Bearden plays Ravenwood at 5:30 before Riverdale plays Independence at 8:30. That's close to my bedtime, Ron.
I know this time of year to me, even as a kid when I was listening to the radio at home and they had a big tournament in another town and the team, our local team would be playing in, you know, it was exciting to play teams from other places. And this is a good time for coaches to find out what you really got. And this is a chance for kids to start getting confidence and step up. And you don't have to worry about pecking art because you didn't even know the other team, you know. So
that's right.
That kind of makes it kind of nice, too, to go in with no preconceived so you can really work with getting them prepped to compete.
Yep. Games start again at Riverdale on Saturday at 10 o'clock, Franklin versus Cleveland. Oakland picks that Bearden team up at 1 o'clock. That'll be a tough game for the Patriots. And again, that game's run all the way through that. So, again, if you're a basketball junkie, there's no better place than Riverdale High School the next 2 days if you want to go see them. Again, I don't have the schedule for Oakland, but I know – I mean, excuse me, Blackman, but I know they've got a good tournament over there. Danny Brewer is drying off from the pool. Danny Brewer, how are you tonight?
Good.
Doing good? What's going on what's going on down in Smyrna?
We got Cookeville at Smyrna in another thrilling high school swim meet.
Thrilling high school swim meet. Hey, we were talking basketball. I don't know. Have you saw your Smyrna Bulldogs play basketball yet?
I have not. I think that boys' team has got some talent. I haven't seen either one of them play, but I think boys' team has got some talent, and Coach Drayton is coaching the girls up as best he can.
Well, I heard there's a couple of boys on that Smyrna team are really good. I can't remember his name. Is it Yom?
Kinzer. Yom Kinzer. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's a pretty good player. Got lots of tools. You know, versatile. You know, can handle the ball, can shoot, can jump. You know, so like I said, so he's got a little length to him. So he's a pretty good player.
So we were talking about boys and girls basketball being a little bit down in Rufford County. We're being spoiled with football, all the champions, but it's a good time to get prepared, get to, you know, learn right now during this Christmas season. Some of them going to tournaments and things like that. Danny, quick question. All right. We're going to have to let you go at the end, so I'm going to jump to the end for you. Christmas wishes. Do you have a Christmas horse racing wish?
Yes, I do. My Christmas horse racing wish is that She's So Spicy wins the Eclipse Award as far as for best sprinter and best female turf horse. So I'd like to see her win a couple of Eclipse Awards because She's So Spicy, Kentucky Downs graduate, won the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. She was the first Kentucky Downs horse to win a Breeders' Cup race, a Kentucky Downs graduate, the horse that won at Kentucky Downs that in the same year went on to win at the Breeders' Cup. So she's the first one to do that. She ran against the boys in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint and whoop their tails. So that's my Christmas horse racing wish, is that She's So Spicy can win the Eclipse Award for best turf sprinter and best female turf horse.
Wow, just want the girls to beat up on the boys, huh?
Well, I love pretty girls. I cannot lie. I love pretty girls.
Them fillies will get you every time, Danny.
They doggone sure will, you know. Of course, I got other There's some other Christmas wish, like maybe I could pick the winner of the Pegasus Turf Cup and hit the pick six on Pegasus Day, or the day after Christmas when Santa Anita opens. If I could hit that pick six, that would be wonderful. So those are kind of some wishes too. But She's So Spicy takes precedent over that. She's So Spicy. I got a little connection to her. Her trainer, Jose D'Angelo, actually sent me one of her bridles that, because I wrote a story about, wrote a couple stories about her in Forbes. And so he sent me one of her bridles, you know, that they wear. It's got her nameplate on it and stuff. So got a little connection to She's So Spicy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Last thing, because we're going to hit a break. Do you think the Oakland Patriots are going to reload? We're talking about champions, too.
I think as long as they got Kevin Tichy walking the sidelines, they will be the favorite they'll be the favorite in my book to win the 6A title again. You know, it's never easy. It's just never easy. But they've got, you know, both of those quarterbacks are coming back, and they've got some other, you know, I mean, they don't rebuild, they reload. And as long as you've got a guy like him who's excellent at being able to get the best out of his team, and I mean, he's got good players, but he knows how to put them together. They're very basic in what they do, but they're very good at what they do. And so I think as long as you got him on the sidelines and you got those two quarterbacks coming back, I think they'll be a contender. I mean, they'll be the favorite in my book to win the 6A state again.
All right. That's what we think as well. Well, we're going to take a break, Danny. Thanks for joining us. Hey, it's going to be a little while before I see you again, but we'll talk, and then we'll kick this thing back off in August before you know it.
That sounds great. Hey, listen, appreciate it, guys. And I want to thank all the listeners throughout the year who listen to my rhetoric, and appreciate you guys putting up with me, and I hope y'all have some wonderful holidays.
All right, thanks, Danny. You too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Danny.
Insurance should be simple, not complicated. That's why at Rayburn Insurance, Agent Rick Hull cuts through the jargon and helps you understand your options clearly. He's committed to finding the right coverage that fits your unique needs and budget. Their team has been a trusted partner in the community since 1973.